It is imperative that our armed forces function as they were set up to do. An important ingredient in a functioning military in a democracy is to ensure that it is insulated from partisan politics. We must all be grateful to the Almighty that there is now a firm and widespread consensus in our country that the military takes its powers from the elected civilian government. To that end, we must guard against the politicization of the military by political parties. To borrow a term from a famous British Prime Minister, the greasy pole of politics has no place and should not have any place in the military. We do not want MPP soldiers, nor do we want NDC soldiers. We want Ghanaian soldiers who will serve any government duly elected by the Ghanaian people with equal zeal and loyalty. Those amongst you who want to do politics are very welcome, but please remember first to take off your uniforms and lay down your state-issued arms. It is worth taking note of the current realities of everyday life and the role of technology. It is a salutary lesson that all public officials are learning that there are not many private spaces in the world these days. The ubiquitous smartphone means that your every word and your every action is likely to be recorded for broadcast. Members of the military will do well also to remember this. In much the same way, it is important to review constantly some of the practices that used to define the military. And punishment is intolerable in today's world and should be discarded, no matter how attractive it might have been in a bygone era. The reality of social media must always be kept in mind and ways to adapt found, rather than hark to the old days when the affairs of the barracks were kept strictly in the barracks.